Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb. It is Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, with the rather quick shifts in weather, you know, from warm to cold to warm again, are there any concerns for the plants like the early daffodils, say? Is there anything to do to protect them?
Well, most spring flowering plants inherently are cold hardy, and they can tolerate a bit of cold, but it really depends on the plant and the stage of growth. Any flower, when it's in bud, they'll survive this time of year. When they fully open and we get a cold period, they can freeze. Cool season vegetable crops can tolerate a bit of cold as long as they're acclimated to the cold. And if things have just come out of the greenhouse and are tender, they can freeze if they are hardened off properly.
I imagine the warm days give gardeners time to catch up on their pruning and getting the early spring garden going. Are we still in a good window to prune fruiting plants as well as ornamentals?
Well, there's still time, and I think what's important is a first step is to encourage people to really think about what it is that the type of plant they're pruning and why they're pruning. Understanding both of these questions helps them determine not only how to prune, but whether pruning is even necessary.
An important first step is to know what the plant is, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I always like to say, like, plants are like people, and they have a natural shape and character and personality. And so getting to know the plant will help you know about them and how to prune them. So it's really, really important to find out when the plant flowers. A common problem with pruning is that it's often done at the wrong time of year, which can remove flower buds. So, for instance, if you prune spring flowering hydrangeas and azaleas and rhododendrons in the fall, winter, or even early spring before they bloom, all their buds are cut off and they won't flower for you.
Now that we know about the plant and when it flowers, talk to us about the why of pruning.
Well, I think plants do better if we simply work to enhance their natural shape rather than shearing and shaping them into something they aren't. Forsythia is a great example. This is a beautiful multi-stem shrub with its upright arching sprays. And when it's sheared into tight balls, it's simply not a real pretty sight. So yeah, why do we prune plants? Basically to increase health, productivity, and appearance. Pruning can increase fruiting and flowering by removing dead, diseased, or weak stems, increasing light and air circulation around the plant.
How does someone go about even knowing where to start pruning?
So now is the time to go slow and stop often, right? So you prune a little bit and then you step back and review work. It's important to know when to stop because you can cut off a branch, but you can't stick it back on. So I always tell people to do what I call remove the three D's, you know, anything that's dead, diseased, or damaged, and any stems that grow towards the interior of the plant or are crossing or rubbing other stems. So often just removing the dead wood and crossing branches can be enough, and it's certainly a good starting place.
Is there any more?
Well, removing suckers at the base of trees, especially below a graft union, can be helpful. Vigorous upright shoots and sprouts can be removed. In smaller trees, often they develop a second trunk or what we call a co-dominant leader. And it's good to prune those out while the trees are young. And then low branches on trees can be removed just to help make it easier where you need to walk and work around the base of the plant.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.